702 Afternoons
with Relebo Khile Mabotja.
8 minutes to 2 o'clock. Let us talk about kindness and the power it may have if we add it to the curriculum and how this counts. Give us a call, 011-883-0702 in the WhatsApp line, 072-702-1702. We're going to be joined by the CEO at the Santa Shoebox Programs, Deb Zelezniak, and we will have that conversation. And I want to hear from you. I recall, I think it was Anelim Doda's son who received, and she was posting that he received the kindness award at his school. And I thought to myself, having had the conversation with many other parents as well, that kindness, yes, there are academic achievements, but can you imagine how proud you are as a parent if your child is awarded for being kind, that they are being recognized for being kind? How does that feel for you as a parent? And if it is added to the curriculum, what kind of a difference can it make to your children? Because we just assume that people know how to be kind from the homes that they are raised in. Welcome to the show, Deb. Thank you so, so much for joining us for this conversation.
Such a pleasure to be on your show. What a beautiful name.
Oh, thank you so much. I get so excited having conversations around kindness because we know with the littlies, we absolutely try to teach them manners. We try to discipline them. But at the heart of it, you want them to be kind people.
Absolutely. You know, there's a truism, right? Do as you would be done by. It seems so simple. What feels good to you generally feels good to another person. What feels bad to you translates equally. However, I think with pressure, peer pressure, with busy parents, with overstretched educators, I think these valuable lessons can quite easily fall through the cracks.
Definitely they can. So if we're talking about adding kindness to the curriculum, what would that look like? Is it something that maybe would be included in what we knew as life orientation? I know that the names keep changing. Or is it an actual subject?
I don't think it's an actual subject. There's this phrase, this pro-social behavior, into which kindness falls. It's defined as a voluntary action, something mindful, which is specifically intended to benefit the well-being of others. And an example of that, of course, is kindness. Other examples, helping, sharing, comforting, protecting. These are all signs of a very healthy society, healthy community. And I think instead of focusing on it as a subject, rather build it into our day-to-day functioning. Make positive examples as opposed to pointing out problems and shortfalls.
So can you give an example of what this would look like for children in primary school?
Gosh, the way I would love to see it happen is in collaboration, in community building. Less competition, more enabling. I think it's very easy for a teacher to unfortunately rate a child based on performance, academic performance mainly, but certainly also on social behaviors. And again, I think positive reinforcement is that much more nurturing and deeper felt than, for example, the dreaded word shaming. I think that has absolutely no role to play in the education, the upliftment, the nurturing of young people.
I went to schools where certain things were quite instilled in how we were raised, and the boys' school as well. Whenever we went there, they would have to stand and say, "Good afternoon, ma'am." They would, you know, run to help you carry things. Do you think that society as a whole has lost some of these things that they need to now be reinforced in school? Because I would imagine that these are things that you should be learning at home, but then that would assume that all human beings and adults are kind.
That's a big assumption, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And you know, you're referring to old school values, aren't you? And while the times change, I think things like you identified will never be out of fashion and will never be unappreciated. I'm so pleased to say, though, that when I have encountered children, kind of teens and tweens, and specifically boys, in their volunteering with the Santa Shoebox Project as an example, I'm so pleased to be able to say that I've totally experienced what you just outlined. Being called ma'am, offers of assistance with picking up heavy boxes.
Yes. Just,
you know, it's a beautiful thing. And it's not anti-feminist. It's simply, it's kind and it's polite, it's respectful, and it certainly does not go amiss. And there is no reason not to enforce those values, because there's also nothing wrong with a young woman, for example, offering an older person
yes.
assistance with picking up a heavy box. This is not a gender issue. This is a value issue. This is a social behavior that I think, as you keep saying, needs to be introduced in schools with a firm focus on positive reinforcement.
Thank you so much, Deb, for chatting to us. If you'd like to head over to find out more about the Santa Shoebox program, head over to santashoebox.org.za.